Welcome to this episode of the Pharmaceutical Executive Podcast. My name is Miranda Schmalfus, and I'm an editor with Pharmaceutical Executive. On this week's episode, I have the pleasure of speaking with Amanda Powers-Hahn, Chief Marketing Officer at Greater Than One, and one of our Editorial Advisory Board members. Amanda and I discuss how improved DE&I and healthcare marketing strategies can help reach diverse audiences and improve patient outcomes, what challenges healthcare marketers face in crafting culturally sensitive messages, and what other tactics can be utilized to ensure their outreach goes beyond visuals and truly connects with diverse audiences on a deeper level. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Okay, Amanda. So with an ever-increasing focus on DE&I, huge topic in the industry, right? And everywhere, honestly. How can improved DE&I and healthcare marketing strategies not only reach diverse audiences more effectively, but also contribute to improved patient care outcomes?
I think the first really important point that I will share is just how critical this is to us advancing healthcare as an industry and ultimately helping all of the people that deserve to live their fullest lives. You may know this already, but Greater Than One is a women-owned business and also LGBTQ certified. So it is at the heart of our DNA and something that we live and breathe every day. And it kind of simply put, the better job we do breaking down some of these barriers, the more people are going to be reached effectively, the more people are going to seek care and the quality care that they need. And then ultimately, the better the care experience, the better the outcomes. So I just wanted to say that right off the bat. And then in terms of how we can engage and address this really important issue, first and foremost, we need to understand the individual audiences, the cultural sensitivities, and ultimately the needs of each of these groups and the broader group collectively so that we can develop content and engage them effectively. And that's something that, you know, is not a one-size-fits-all approach at all. It takes hard work, it takes investment, and it takes some real effort in understanding the individuals and what's going to motivate them, support them, and ultimately help them be healthier in an ongoing basis. And there's a couple of examples that we have seen. The first that I'll share with you is in the sickle cell disease space specifically. So as you may know, sickle cell disease impacts people of color much more than it does others. And their experience in the healthcare system has an incredible bias against them. And so as we think about building programs for sickle cell disease, we have to put ourselves in the shoes of those customers and recognize the experience that they have in the healthcare system is not always a very positive one in the context of what they suffer from and their incredible pain going into the emergency department and truly needing help from those doctors and healthcare staff. Sometimes they don't get it because there's this incredible bias against them from the top. So that's just an example of something that is not fully solved for yet, but really important for us to understand that experience as we develop marketing campaigns and engage them. And then one other example, if I may, is in the context of rare diseases. So rare diseases, as you may know, they are under-researched, they are underfunded, and we do a tremendous amount of work in the rare disease space. About 50 or 60% of our business is in rare diseases specifically. And so as we think about building marketing programs and solutions for rare disease patient populations and the healthcare professionals that support them, we think about the importance of precision targeting and getting to those individual patients, finding the patients first and foremost, so that they are exposed to that great content and they can educate themselves and then ultimately advocate for themselves as they're going through their diagnosis and their treatment journey.
I actually had a recent conversation with your chief strategy officer, Andrew, who got back from the Rare Disease Summit 2024, and that Q&A is actually now live on our website. So listeners, if you want to go ahead and check that out. But moving on to our next question, what challenges do healthcare marketers face in crafting culturally sensitive messages that resonate with diverse audiences and address their specific healthcare needs?
I'll go back to the point that I made just a moment ago, which is the importance of great insight. We have to understand the specific audiences and the individuals first, and in a very rich, in a deep way. So, putting ourselves in their position, leveraging different forms of research, and ultimately having a deep understanding of what they need, what makes them tick, what drives them, what they're afraid of, behaviorally, of course, and how through that incredible understanding, we then have an opportunity and a much better chance to create something that's going to resonate with them. And great insight is not sometimes easy to find. So it's not a data point. It's something that is much deeper that we can latch onto to deliver something truly special that's going to connect with them, both in terms of their heart and in their head. Because that's when we do the best work. That's when people are motivated to advocate for themselves. And ultimately, that's when, we are able to drive the better outcomes that we're all after. Another challenge is budget. So, creating content and segmenting audiences can sometimes be more expensive. There are, of course, really interesting technology solutions now that are coming forward that are helping us build content much more efficiently and effectively. And then, in the context of that idea, also, as we think about the need to sometimes translate materials into other languages, so from English to Spanish, as an example. It's usually not just a direct translation. There are cultural sensitivities in the need to take what has been developed in English, as an example, and to work with professionals and experts that then can help develop and translate that content not only through machinery, but ultimately the right human touch so that we get it culturally right.
Yeah, I think that that would be amazing. 'Cause you're right, it's not a direct translation. I'm thinking back to just like grammar school type of Spanish translation. So, while representation in marketing materials is important for DE&I, we were just kind of talking about that. What other tactics can healthcare marketers utilize to ensure their outreach goes beyond visuals and truly connects with diverse audiences on a deeper level? You were talking about that kind of with the language translation.
That's right. That's right. I think that, is still within the context of marketing materials and great content and engaging audiences effectively. Even beyond what we can do as a marketing organization and developing those experiences that go direct to those customers is how we can also find creative ways to make an impact with some of the broader organizations that are also trying to advocate for that incredible change. So, back to the rare disease context again, there are advocacy groups that are working tirelessly to try to help people with rare diseases, both in terms of, their journey to diagnosis, their journey to treatment, and ultimately, supporting them, bringing them together in creating these tight communities so that they feel that they have a group of folks that they can really count on. So, working with the advocacy organizations, investing in them as much as we can, and supporting some of their broader causes is something that is very near and dear to our heart. And in fact, one of the ways that we not only, talk about the need for change, but deliver and act upon it is through our 501c3, which is Greater Good. And Greater Good has an arm called Honeycomb Health. And Honeycomb Health is our purpose-built solution to help people with rare diseases by offering free storefronts to any advocacy group that wants one. So we build the storefront, we have all the merchandise up in the store, and then they're able to generate revenue to support their cause by selling all of this great material online. So that's something we're pretty proud of. I'd love to show you a video in a minute through the Manny Awards. We've just earned a nomination for the Heart Award. So we pulled together a video clip to be able to share at the award ceremony. And it just does a really nice job in kind of telling the story in one of the ways that we're delivering on, how we can truly help versus just talk about it. We really believe in the act of change. So would now be a good time for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here it comes.
Rare diseases are underfunded and under-researched, despite the fact that 30 million Americans are living with one.
I saw through my own family's experience with rare disease the need for advocacy, and that motivated me to harness the minds and skills of Greater Than One to create Honeycomb Health.
Honeycomb Health is Greater Than One's philanthropic platform where rare disease organizations can create proprietary online stores to raise needed funds. These stores and their products are designed, built and run at no cost by Greater Than One. With 10 current storefronts, Greater Than One's goal is to host hundreds, all of which will champion rare disease visibility and research for patients too often overlooked.
It's an effort of the greater collective to give back, and it's the vehicle by which we create change.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds amazing. Well, unfortunately, if you are listening to the podcast version of this interview, you're going to have to go and watch the video version of the third question to be able to watch the video. So I'll be nice and I will link it in the description of this episode, but you should really watch all the videos that I'm going to be speaking with Amanda here. And I would love to be able to speak more in the future about this. And I would love to know if you guys, you said it was a nomination, right?
That's right. So the Manny Awards is coming up a little bit later this month, and it's a nomination for the Heart Award, which is the purpose-driven initiatives that people in the marketing industry are doing.
Awesome. Well, I want to know if you guys win, and we're going to have to do a follow-up if you guys win and dive a little bit deeper into that, because I would love to learn more.
I love that. A couple of other thoughts just on the broader question around what we can do beyond marketing materials is the way that we build our own teams and the marketing groups that are working on the marketing materials and the work that we're building to try to engage these groups effectively. And that is making sure that our marketing teams are diverse. And also, if possible, even creating an advisory board in some cases where people have a deeper understanding of the people that we're trying to engage, and much more so from kind of the grassroots ground level versus us having to try to come up with those great insights on our own. We've done that a couple of times and it's been pretty effective. It's also, you know, without having to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in research sometimes, more of a qualitative way that you can have the right level of thinking and that sensitivity on the marketing team itself.
Absolutely agree. Amanda, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I know our listeners are going to get a lot out of this.
Thank you for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
Awesome. You as well.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Farm Exec Podcast, where we take you behind the headlines to provide expert tips from industry leaders. Remember, you can always find us on the web at farmexec.com, on Twitter at farmexec, and on Instagram at farmexecutive. The views on this podcast do not reflect those of MJH Farm Exec's parent company or our advertisers. For editorial questions or to get in touch with our editors, please email us at farmexec@mjhlifesciences.com. And for sponsorship opportunities, please go to farmexec.com/advertise. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you next time.